Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we'll discuss the writer
Thomas Sackville. Thomas Sackville was the first Earl of Dorset. Basically, Earl means, you know, it is a rank of nobility which indicates nobility. It is just a rank that has been given to a nobility. Now, Thomas Sackville was not just a poet, he was also a dramatist and also a statesman. Statesman because he became a member of parliament, the English parliament. So, in a way, Thomas Sackville was a multifaceted personality. And he is mostly famous for two works of literature. One is a collection of poems called A Mirror for Magistrates. Okay, A Mirror for Magistrates. And the other is a drama, a tragic drama, Gorbodok. Okay, very famous, Gorbodok. And in his work, A Mirror for Magistrates means the poems, there is an induction. The induction of this poem is the most famous part because he only wrote two parts of this poem. One is the induction, the other is Complaint of the Duke of Buckingham. Okay, this is only two works of his are there in this entire work. And after he passed away, means after he died, some other poets carried on his work and completed A Mirror for Magistrates. Okay, so he himself only wrote two components of this body of poems, the induction and the second, Complaint of the Duke of Buckingham. And induction jo hai, this is the most famous part, and it describes the poet's visit to the infernal regions. Matlab jaise ki Dante's Divine Comedy hai na, and especially Dante's Inferno, so it is somewhat like that. And the Mirror for Magistrates, basically purpose kya hai iska, the poem is a mirror in which present rulers might see themselves and understand that recklessly ruling matlab bad governance is an invitation to downfall. Matlab agar galat tarike se rule karoge to aapka downfall guaranteed hai. So basically, just to convey this moral principle or lesson of history, he has written this. And even before Thomas Sackville, you know, there was in the earlier era, there was somebody called John Lydgate, and he's famous for The Fall of Princes. And Thomas Sackville's work, The Mirror for Magistrates, is considered to be a continuation of John Lydgate's work. Matlab, starting jo tha, wo John Lydgate ne kiya tha. But of course, his work was called The Fall of Princes. And later on, Thomas Sackville writes The Mirror for Magistrates. But the purpose was same. And the basic purpose was, you know, to hold a mirror up to the actions of famous people and reflecting their deeds, so that magistrates and other people in important positions, means rulers, or somebody like ruler, any ruler, can learn from their errors. Matlab, pehle ke logon ki galtiyon se insaan seekh sake. And isme broadly hota kya hai, that the ghosts, or the soul, or the matlab, atma jo hai, bahut purane mare hue logon ki, matlab, they, in front of a mirror, they recount their downfall and the bad deeds which eventually led to their downfall, they recount all of that so that it can act as a lesson for the present generation of rulers. And all of this is done in first person, matlab third person narrative na hoke ye first person. All of the historical personalities recount their misdeeds and downfall, which is generally referred to as tragedies or complaints. And as a dramatist, Thomas Sackville is famous for Gorbodok, as I said, already mentioned. And Gorbodok, the tragedy Gorbodok, was written in collaboration with another writer called Thomas North. Okay, so two writers collaborated, Thomas Sackville and Thomas Norton. And in this tragedy, Gorbodok is the name of the king, basically a mythical king of ancient Britain. And this play is famous because it is an example of the earliest English tragic plays, which has been written in blank verse. Okay, blank verse mein likha gaya tha, so one of the first examples of tragedy. And an alternative title of Gorbodok is The Tragedy of Ferrex and Porrex.